From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 10th. Here are today's top 10 health and longevity stories. Let's get into it. First, from MedPage Today, drug fights, GLP-1 muscle loss, unapproved retatrutide prescriptions, protein swap. MedPage Today, investigational apitegromab, a selective myostatin activation inhibitor, effectively preserved lean mass when combined with tirzepatide, Zepbound, in a randomized phase 2 trial, suggesting it could help fight Ozempic. Next, second from Barefood Tim, the bare minimum 013, mango jalapeno baked wings. No matter how you sauce them, this is a perfect base method to baking wings. Sauce it however you want. Doesn't affect my life. 5 pounds chicken wings, tips removed, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 1 teaspoon salt, preheat oven to 450 degrees, and place the oven rack on the middle level. I like to use convection, but not required. While oven is heating, toss wings with baking powder, cornstarch, and salt. Up next, third, from MedCity News, GSK gets a pair of near-commercial lung cancer drugs via 10.6B Nuvalent acquisition. GSK's Nuvalent acquisition brings 2 lead programs, each addressing different targets for non-small cell lung cancer. The Nuvalent lung cancer drugs are under FDA review, and if they're approved, GSK plans to launch both this year. The Post GSK gets a pair of near-commercial lung cancer drugs via 10.6B Nuvalent acquisition appeared first on MedCity News. And then, fourth, from MedPage Today Cardiology. Low lipoprotein A, harm, soccer pro collapses again, cancer-related ischemic stroke. MedPage Today. A low lipoprotein A level was tied to incident diabetes in the 4-year trial. European Heart Journal. People with 1.5 to 2 hours of strength training a week typically lived longer in a pooled cohort study. Next. Fifth, from Fierce Pharma. As Gilead's Trodelvy stumbles in first-line lung cancer, all eyes turn to Merck, AZ, and Daiichi rivals. Merck and Coers and Gilead are pulling the plug on the Phase 3 EVOKE-03 trial evaluating Trodelvy, combined with Keytruda, as a first-line treatment in patients with PD-L1 high non-small cell lung cancer. Up next, sixth, from Fierce Pharma, WuXi AppTech lands on Pentagon blacklist, facing biosecure ban. Inclusion on the Pentagon's 1260H list automatically makes WuXi AppTech one of the biotechnology companies of concern under the Biosecure Act. WuXi AppTech maintains that its place on the list was clearly a mistake, a spokesperson said. And then, seventh, from FDA news releases. FDA expands sunscreen options for the first time in 20 years. Today, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration added bimotrizinol to the list of permitted sunscreen active ingredients, marking a significant milestone in the agency's efforts to advance sunscreen innovation. Next, eighth, from MedPage Today Oncology. Genomic test may spare more patients with node-positive breast cancer from chemo. MedPage Today. The Phase 3 OPTIMA trial presented at this year's American Society of Clinical Oncology, ASCO, annual meeting showed that some patients with high-risk early-stage estrogen receptor, ER, positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. Up next, ninth, from MedPage Today Primary Care, oral small-molecule elecoglipron tackles obesity and diabetes. MedPage Today, New Orleans. Treatment with investigational elecoglipron led to weight loss in people with obesity and improved glucose control in those with type 2 diabetes, a pair of global Phase 2 randomized trials showed. And then, 10th, from MedPage Today Primary Care, first guideline on cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome released, MedPage Today. The first dedicated U.S. guideline for cardiovascular kidney metabolic, CKM, syndrome makes a big push to unite primary and specialty care in managing large swaths of the population. The American Heart Association, AHA, and that's today's health and longevity brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.